On Tuesday, a Milwaukee County Board committee approved spending another $500,000 to help move along repairs to the Mitchell Park domes. Expenses are mounting countywide for maintenance projects. The cost of saving the domes could run $75 million, and recent estimates put the cost of replacing the aging county safety building at $190 million. While the county faces important choices, WUWM's Latoya Dennis reports on one option to help governments lower costs.
The deteriorated condition of the Mitchell Park domes represents a larger problem facing many levels of government: deferred maintenance, projects put off because of the cost. Jenny Stentz says there is an option to help deal with the expense: performance contracting. Stentz is general manager for Energy and Sustainability Solutions at Johnson Controls.
It's really about being able to identify energy savings and even water savings from very old, inefficient buildings and infrastructure that's within a city or within a county. And at the end of the day, those energy savings and water savings can be monetized to actually fund the project, which would be reinvesting that wasted savings back into the building infrastructure.
For example, workers will identify ways to be greener, then guarantee a certain dollar amount in savings before doing the work. That work could include replacing the heating and cooling system.
If the energy savings aren't achieved, then that energy service company has to write a check for the shortfall every single year back to the county.
Stint says the unit of government can handle the upfront cost by selling bonds, or perhaps a lending institution would pay. But the beauty of it all is that the investment ends up not costing taxpayers.
I think the key is that it can be financed through the energy savings.
Stint says Hawaii provides a great example.
They identified and built a project across 12 of their airports. It was a $150 million project. There were $518 million in guaranteed savings upgrades. So you think about that, $518 million of savings that they were paying before that now could be applied toward upgrading all of their airports.
But you don't have to go as far as Hawaii to find an example. Milwaukee County has undertaken some projects, so has the city. Eric Schamberger is Director of Environmental Sustainability for the City of Milwaukee. He says back in 2009, the city signed a performance contract to upgrade its safety academy and convert streetlights to LED. While he couldn't remember what the project cost the city, he says it resulted in about $80,000 in savings a year. Schamberger says the important lesson he learned was to get buy-in from everyone involved.
If you save energy on how the building is going to be operated and when the heat's going to kick on and when it's going to turn off and all those kinds of things, you know, you got to have support from the people who are, you know, going to be in that building, because you don't want to drive complaints.
Across the state, Wisconsin has outpaced its neighbors when it comes to the size and scope of performance contracts, according to Megan Levy. She works for Wisconsin's Office of Energy Innovations. Yet Levy says there are times when performance contracts are not the way to go.
Smaller projects, projects that you already know make sense, and you already, you know you want to change out these light bulbs for LEDs. You don't need to use a performance contractor for that.
Levy says the savings should be easy to justify to government leaders and taxpayers. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.